I have made a recording of my poem. It is entitled Thoughts on Love and Verse, Tuesday, February 5, 12:30 p.m., 1985, in the year of Anno Domini, or the Common Era, as it's called by scholars. I thought I might tell you a little story before I read you the poem. The poem arises out of my experience with the rather strange experience, I might say, with the groundhog just about 2.5 weeks ago this Thursday. I was walking down the road. I came upon a groundhog. The groundhog looked up at me. It was making love to a pigeon. It looked up at me. And I asked it to dance. It was a whim, I wasn't sure of it. But I thought I might like to dance with the groundhog. And the groundhog ran off down into his hole, and that is why we have 6 more weeks of winter. It was a cloudy day. And I remember thinking as I walked into the bright morning that very evening that there were a profusion of squirrels and blue jays in the trees above me. And I took out my BB gun and started to fire into the air warning shots in order that the poem that I am about to read to you would get the proper attention. I have recently made a worldwide tour reading my poetry, and usually I am accompanied by music, but on this occasion I thought I would read a cappella. I hope that the imagery in the poem is stronger in the verbal form than in the written, though I realize the danger in depending upon the vocal alterations to enhance the power of a poem, which is probably nil. I shall now commence with the poem. So this is a poem that arose out of my early childhood when I was walking along with my lunchbox, and a large man and two of his cronies, I think that's what you call them here in the States, two of his cronies attacked me and asked for my sandwich. I said I had no sandwich. They said, "Bologna. We know you have bologna." I said, "All right, take the bologna. Just don't sodomize me." And they took the bologna and they left. And I went off to school. And the day that I had in school was a difficult one because I was in love with my teacher, Mrs. Grundy, deeply. Her first name was Cassandra, and this poem is to Cassandra that I wrote when I was 6 or 7 years old, and I have recently revised it.